Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hey lovely bums, welcome to this week's Hoovering. We've got a bit of a superstar guest this week, presenter, parent and activist Connie Huck, who incidentally turns out to be funnier than a bag of clowns and a massive trooper because she was very ill with a proper virus and she super kindly didn't cancel the recording. She went ahead with it even though she was clearly struggling and she didn't even share her virus with me. What a Wonder Woman. First things first, you're a Wonder Human too for listening to this. Tell every other bastard you've ever met or ever do meet about it, please. Rate, review and subscribe. I'm going to have more really exciting live news dates by the end of May. But for now, can I just remind you that the next live shows for Hoovering are at the Wells Comedy Festival in Somerset on the 26th of May with Bake Off star Bryony May and funny man Jamali Maddox. Also on the late afternoon of Sunday the 9th of June, we're in a huge venue at the Underbelly South Bank Festival in Waterloo, London, with Sarah Pascoe, Tom Allen and Liam Charles off of Bake Off and Liam Bakes. I would love, love, love to have you at one of those. They're properly funny and delicious. If you want discount tickets to either of these and any other future live shows, head to patreon.com/thehooveringpod, where you can swap money for brilliant hoovering related stuff, including discounts or free tickets for live stuff and loads of other very cool and exclusive shit. Sometimes I film myself dancing and that. You get all the best stuff if you're a patron. Also, if you are a patron, hey, thanks for being my patron. Talking of all the best stuff, let's get into the podcast. We're at Connie's house eating some muffins that I've made.
Thanks for letting me come to your house. And I've made us something, and now I'm going to confess, now that I've already made it, what the backstory is to these muffins.
Okay. Is there some sort of caveat?
No, there's no caveat. And I'm not. Okay. No harm will come to you unless you're allergic to anything in it, but I did check that and you've got no major allergies.
I've got no major allergies.
God, when I first started doing that, I didn't even know to check that, really.
I know.
What a dangerous time. Even a year ago, we lived in different times.
I know, but every other kid in the school has a nut allergy of this or that.
I just did an acting job and had a fictional son in it. It was an eight-year-old in real life, a lovely little boy. And there's a scene where his line in it at the end is, do I get my lolly now or what? And he was nailing it. And I thought, when we get to do that scene, it's my last time I'll see him. I'll get him some lollies. Because he did keep saying, will I really get a lolly? Will I really get a lolly? And I was like, I don't know, I doubt it. I doubt the crew are going to risk giving you a lolly after 50 takes of that line. I don't know how quickly you're going to get it nailed. You know, but I thought, oh, I'll get him some lollies. That's not nice. It's a quid, Connie. It's a quid.
But still, it's a quid out of my line. You don't know him from Adam. Oh, he might have made your performance worse.
Any acting with any child makes your performance worse.
Yeah. Anything with any child makes your performance worse.
Any, like, literally. Take acting out of the sentence.
Yeah, just children
applies.
Make everything. Oh, gosh. Anyway, I am a mum. I don't agree with what I'm saying. Sorry.
The
yeah.
point of telling you that is that I thought, well, I've got to find out if he's got any allergies. Because I can't just get him a lolly. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right.
And I casually, we were eating together with his chaperone or whatever, and I said, you haven't got any, so you're not allergic to anything when you were picking up your food then. And he went, just nuts. And I was like, whoa. And you saw the chaperone shit herself as well. Because she was like, because I mean, he's definitely, he's almost certainly eating some nuts and dust. And, and he went, oh, I think what I mean is I don't like them. It's like, dude, you've got to learn not to say that then, because everybody's heart's going to cave in.
And everybody doesn't like something. Imagine if we all went, that's my allergy.
Yeah.
Although some people probably do.
Yeah, and I think there probably are people doing that. Yeah, exactly. Saying it's an allergy. I think there's a lot of people talking about gluten intolerance. And celiacs actually live in a whole world of hell compared to people that...
Although maybe it's good because they've got lots of sort of free-form products and much more choice on the market now. Yeah. Thanks to the masqueraders.
It's true. Yeah. And the same for vegans. The same for real religious vegans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like...
So actually the liars are doing them all a favour.
Yeah. Yeah.
The it's good to lie, everyone.
That's the fickle people who just flirt with allergies and ethics are doing
you
real
everything?
People. I am nearly vegan, but I'm not one by a long way.
You're vegan.
Yeah.
I'd
say I probably live 7 out of 10 days like one, but I've realised I can't use the label.
Is that why you just turned down my offer of toast in case it like had animal fat in it?
No. And in the instance of the podcast, I'll eat anything in the right sort of circumstances.
What, even meat?
I ate meat with a chef.
You're vegan.
I know, exactly. I'll eat meat like 4 or 5 times a year.
Because
I don't want to miss out on special things. And I met this like amazing chef in
Newcastle.
There's
nothing vegan about you.
No.
Sorry.
Other than I just want well for the planet.
You just like the title, vegan.
No, I hate the title vegan, actually.
Good. You want well. I want well for the planet as well.
Yeah.
Okay, stop buying clothes. And stop buying clothes. And stop just getting anything that you don't need from now on.
Okay.
We should all just be getting what we need.
I feel like you've told me that with quite a lot of authority, and now I have to do that.
Well, that's what I do at the minute. Because I'm a bit obsessed.
Right.
I'm worried about me.
Are you?
I'm not worried about me. There is you know, 11 years, it's Armageddon. Are we going off on a tangent about the climate?
Oh, no, it's really relevant to
it's
food.
Really bad. Do you want to join Mothers Rise Up?
Yeah, what's Mothers Rise Up?
It's like, yeah.
What's that?
It's the charity that is...
Okay.
This is just said that if you're too scared to hang out with Extinction Rebellion...
Yeah.
...and you think, oh, I'm going to get arrested, you just say, come with us and say, hey, I'm a parent. I'm scared about my children not having a good future.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Amazing. Look up Mothers Rise Up. You don't have to be a mother.
You don't. It's just organised by mothers. That's the thing.
Oh, well, then so it'll be very well
it's
run.
It's for everyone. Exactly.
Yeah.
We're good at that.
Oh, God, it's like what's it? Extinction Rebellion, but really beautifully well run.
Yeah.
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 And everybody's got a lunchbox.
No lack of snacks. That's what it is.
Everybody's got some snacker jacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Cool.
All right, so I've made these blueberry bran muffins.
They look good.
There's this guy called Dan Leopard who's got my favourite... I'm not a baker, really. I like cooking, but I'm not great at baking.
Really? But baking's the easiest bit.
I think it's the most sciencey and complicated bit that's easiest to go wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
I just think shove it in the oven.
And it turns out well for you.
Well, you know, you just don't have to keep watching over it and doing stuff. I mean, no. I suppose you should. Maybe everything I make is horrific.
No, I bet it's delicious and you're just natural, a natural.
Oh, you're so nice. Do you say this to all the podcasties?
Not. Yeah, podcasties.
That's what I am.
Yeah. But as I was making, as I was actually buying some ingredients I didn't have for this, I thought, I've made these and it was a disaster. So I ploughed on and I've made them again.
Oh, this because, is round two.
Yeah,
this is the second
round. Well, I think it was years ago when I did a round because I'm not someone who's very good at going back at work that's in my head finished and done. Like, I'm not very good at trying things more than once and editing.
Oh, yeah. I can't watch a film if I've seen it.
No, me neither.
I'm like, I need to extend my repertoire.
Yeah, and I've got one life.
Yeah.
But I thought, no, make them again and see if you can make them better. And I have, I think.
Okay,
so
cool.
Let's test them and see.
Should we test them now?
Yeah.
Shall I give you a plate?
Go on.
Do you want one, or is that...
Do you know what? I'm actually quite happy to use my hand.
You can use your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's saving on washing up in the planet, saved, isn't it?
Yeah, we've risen
just
up.
Just don't get crumbs all over my foot. I'm just joking. I've got children. My floor is made of crumbs. I've got children. Wow, these are blueberry heavy.
Okay, they look all
They're really impressive.
I think what happened first time round is I hadn't paid enough care to the Demerara sugar.
Oh my God, they're good. Oh, sorry, blasphemed. Should I? Oh, I'm eating already. Do you want me to take photos like you?
You can if you want.
Are you like Insta-ing it?
I have to put it, not now, I won't, but when I put the episode out, I have to attach some pictures.
PR.
Not of us.
Oh.
Just of food.
Don't you
Do you want the picture?
No.
No?
No, I don't mind.
I've learnt not to hate how many pictures being taken as part of work, and it's nice if someone wants a picture with you, that's kind and that's nice and it has to be part of ultimately what I want, but I don't love it and I'll never love it. So I thought, I'm doing a podcast, there's absolutely no reason why anyone should ever have to have their picture taken.
Brilliant. You'll be
just
brilliant in PR.
Of the food. Am I wasted?
No, you'd be rubbish, aren't they? Isn't it all about pictures?
Yeah,
and
absolutely
stuff? Yeah. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. No, you wouldn't, you'd be good.
No, I don't want to be someone who'd be good at PR.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
that's not a label that you want.
No.
I will, whatever. Good.
These are all right, aren't they?
They're good. I'd go further than all right.
I think they're good. Yeah.
And I like the ratios you've got going on.
Really fruity.
Very fruity. Did you put the right amounts in?
Yeah, I must have.
Wow, he's fruit heavy on his Dan Neffy.
He is.
He's good. That's good fruit, isn't
he? Yeah, he is. In fact, I'd be honest, I did slightly guess the blueberry amount.
Okay.
Because I had a half-finished packet. I tipped all that in.
Right. I hear you.
Took half of it's a, good. A bit of another packet.
Anyway, it's good. It's
great.
Good. What, so did they use the frozen blueberries or the...
You can, I think, but I used fresh ones just because...
Because you had them.
A lot in, yeah.
Yeah. You've got a job lot in.
I worry that... I watched that because we were talking about the environment. That David Attenborough thing.
Oh, yeah. Our planet.
Amazing.
Yeah. Are you feeling a bit depressed, though?
It made me feel quite sad.
Yeah.
But I also thought it was very clever how he'd made it quite hopeful. Let's say he, as if it was entirely his... This man in his 90s has made it all by himself, edited it, Louisa. I thought it was good that they made it quite hopeful. But I do feel guilt over my blueberry consumption. There's no way they're not aeroplaned in, is there?
Yeah. They're not growing in your garden, are they?
No, not in Catford.
No. You know what, though? I feel guilty... Because I'm going on an aeroplane. And for the first time, I'm like, I don't need to do that.
Oh, really? But is it somewhere you could get boats? Or could you really?
Well, it's America.
No, then. The only way to get to America by boat is to get a massive cruise ship. Which I'd say is...
Don't go.
Pretty shocking.
No.
Or not go, yeah. But
yeah.
I don't know.
It's
I think
so
it depends
difficult.
On work. Yeah.
I'm in my tum.
Thanks for doing my podcast.
That's okay.
I read that you ate a fallopian tube, so obviously I want to know about that, please.
I mean, I didn't eat it, but it was on the menu.
Oh.
It
What's
was
the weirdest
the
thing you've ever eaten, then? If it's, but it was, where was it on the menu?
Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of weird stuff. Esophaguses, fallopian tubes. In fact, China. Have you ever... Oh, my gosh, I've got photos. Shall I show you? I know it's not very visual media.
Well, I can describe it.
I can show you some of the crazy stuff. In China.
China's the place where I've eaten the weirdest things.
Is it?
Yeah, some sheep's brains and then bits of chickens.
What were you
doing
in China?
Just to travel a long, long time ago.
Just on a holiday?
Were you there for work?
Yes, I was doing a programme about China for Discovery, for Lonely Planet thing. So you've seen like the chicken claws and stuff?
Yeah, show me
the bags of chicken claws, like bags of crisps.
No, not like
that?
Dried to eat as a
snack. Yes, like a snack, man.
Are they not full of bone?
I think they sort of cook and make it crunchy. I don't quite know. Okay, so That, oh, no, well, that's not that. That's soy-spiced pig's liver and pancreas.
Oh, I don't want to eat pancreas.
Super pig stomach. Oh, look, there.
Oh, so God, you can see its whole beak. So, yeah, that's a chicken's head.
Yeah, boiled, so basically, on my first chicken's head in a bowl. This job, wherever you go filming, the Chinese, like, dignitaries, like the local council will come and the mayor and stuff, and they will come and they greet you and they take you to eat food and stuff. They make a real fuss of you everywhere you go. Like, you're important.
But so you've got to try these things.
Yeah, so I'm sat at this table with the lazy Susie in the middle,
yeah,
rotating around. Everyone's getting their ladle of soup out. And so I go right in for the chicken soup, ladle it out, look down at my bowl, and there's a chicken's head, like, looking up at me. I know. I wanted to scream.
But I suppose, I mean, it's just stopped,
it's hypocritical
it?
Of us,
though, it is, isn't it? Because it's what it was. And it's what it is.
I know.
Still what it is. And but the soup was delicious.
The soup was okay, actually. It was very watery.
Oh,
look, all that. You've seen that.
I can't believe the soup wasn't even delicious.
Animals in tanks that you choose to eat.
No, I haven't seen that.
Yes, like that's a turtle. Is that a turtle? Yes.
That's a turtle. That's not a turtle.
I know. Have you not seen those in the seafood restaurants where there's just like
no? I went to a seafood.
It's like, oh, I'm in the aquarium. No, I'm not. I'm in the eat as much as you like buffet. Look there. That's a packet of chicken claws.
Just as a snack. They've made it look like the claw has got like a plump, golden, crispy skin, and I do not believe it.
It's kind of got like a sort of finger, but it isn't.
For the photo shoot, even chickens have hand models.
Yeah,
that means claw models.
Doesn't that make you want to throw up?
Yeah, it's not nice, is it?
These are just funny signs.
Shitting loo.
Yeah,
but it's not a toilet.
No, it's just the name of a place. But I then turned vegetarian on that trip.
Right.
But I was back on the meat when I came back. Yeah. But now, like you, I'm very much, like, waning on the meat front. And actually, I'll only eat meat, like, I don't know. Like you say, if you go out to dinner or something and someone's, you know, cooked up meat or there's meat
It would have to be quite an extraordinary circumstance. Like a Michelin-starred place. I think.
You're better than I am.
But I say this is something like, and by the way, I don't do that often. So it might be like once a year I get to do some fine dining. And other than that, it'll be like a cultural experience I don't want to miss out on. Or something for the podcast. Like this chef in Newcastle did something with pig's feet, but he turned it into this like crackling. And the butcher was throwing that away. So I think even,
I hate wasting food.
Yeah. So in my head, all of that stuff's fine, but it's not like I'll go, do you know what, I fancy a steak today and just have a steak.
Do you sometimes fancy a steak and not have it?
Sometimes I say to myself, you should have a steak, you haven't had one for years and you used to love them. But whenever the circumstances come up, I haven't wanted to. But it's not to say that I won't ever. I'm not into absolute rules.
So that's good that you actually don't want to. You're not missing the taste then.
Well, sometimes I might think, oh, I could do that today, but then you won't have an instance in that day to do it well. I'm not just going to go to Wetherspoons and get some. Yeah,
it's never sort of merits it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I hear you.
The stars haven't aligned yet.
Yet. Okay, so I sort of just eat majority fish, but I do eat meat. Yeah. But my husband, does your partner eat meat?
Yeah, loads. He'll eat like chicken shop.
So
chicken.
Do you just do
he
separate
I was away
dining?
Last week and he, well, if I'm there, I cook.
So
and
will,
if I'm not
he
there,
not have
he
meat,
fends
then?
For himself. So yeah, he'll happily go without meat. But if I'm not there,
good.
He'll go
he'll
to KFC
go,
and get
really
a nine-piece bucket for himself. He did last week.
What, yeah, so. Did that come with the Viennetta, that one?
I don't know if they still do that.
I
remember that.
Am I even living in the 90s still?
I think maybe there was an old
deal. I haven't been
to KFC
for so long. I'll be really sad if the Viennetta's
not
there.
We've had this amazing conversation about like the environment and meat eating, and all we've done is make us both want a KFC.
I really do like the taste, but I haven't had a KFC since. I would say probably since, I don't know, over like well over a decade, maybe two decades.
Get on it.
No.
No.
No, what are you doing trying to make me get on the KFC? You don't want it, so why are you peddling it to me?
There are days where I want that.
Are there days when you just think,
KFC is the sort of thing that would scream to me.
I do like the combination of that, the sort of corn on the cob with the coleslaw and the beans. And
all the salty, fatty, amazing. It's hangover food.
I don't drink.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I can't indulge in this.
No wonder you don't fancy a case.
But I've got a headache right now.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. That sounds really rude. In the middle of the podcast.
Are you all dressed up? Sorry,
can I just say, people listening, that's not me being rude. We broached this conversation before we started recording. I never have headaches, and now I've got one.
I'm sorry about it. But have you taken paracetamol?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I've taken four today.
You're so kind for still doing this if you're full of virus.
No, it's fine. It's all good.
Well, whip through.
I'm a martyr. You will repay me. Oh, yes, you will, Jessica Postecule. There's no such thing as a free lunch or a free podcast.
After we met and spoke very, very briefly... Yeah.
Was it love at first sight? Yes.
Yes, pretty much.
I thought that Jessica Postecule is very funny.
That's very kind.
And that's why I'm here.
Well, I thought it was a good fun. That was a good fun podcast. We met doing the Guilty Feminists.
Yes, we did.
And we our basically stopped between us. Connie and I stopped Brexit, I think.
Yeah.
For now.
More or less.
Yeah. Giving us a little break.
We're good. Do you think we can stop climate change in a similar vein?
I think we've probably already done it, and we can move on to talking about crumpets
now. Can we meet again?
Yes!
Come on, should I put the steaks on? you want that steak? Would this merit it? I'm not a special chef in Birmingham.
No. No, it's Newcastle.
Oh, right.
I've seen the steak in Birmingham. Don't phone me up, vegans.
In Newcastle and Birmingham will think I just don't know the difference. I do. I've got a headache and my brain's not functioning. I really do know the difference.
I'm going to ask you a simpler question.
So simple now?
No, I don't think you're simple. I think you've got a headache and I want to be kind.
Be kind.
I'll ask you it really quietly as well.
Okay.
I made some notes after we met.
Sotto voce. Yeah.
I made some notes after we met.
Okay.
About
that's
stuff
a bit
you
creepy.
Told me. I know, sorry. If anything, sounds like I'm trying to sound seductive. I'm going back to a normal volume and energy.
Yeah. No, just do what feels right. Okay. I just want you to be comfy in my home.
I'm very comfy.
Okay, good. And you want me to be comfy on your podcast.
I do.
Do what feels right. What would you do if I just started taking my clothes off? I'm just doing what feels right.
So the listeners might be, there's no evidence. It'll just be me. This is what's happening.
Yeah. I'm asking, what are you talking about? She's gone mad. And really, I'd be dripping down. Yeah, that's true. That's how to screw with someone's mind, isn't it? In the middle of a podcast, just keep the audio totally on track, but then just be doing weird shit. Like sticking your ass out, sticking things up your bum, and all the while maintaining the sensible...
You're just having a very sensible conversation.
Yeah.
About climate change.
Oh, I'm so tempted to now. Start doing untoward activity. Okay, sorry, I won't. I'll restrain myself. I'll refrain.
I'd written down GBK skinny chips, miso crumpet, and chocolate digestive with Philadelphia. What is all this? Why had I written those?
Because
things?
We were having conversation.
But are these things you love?
I don't know. First of all, did we say that skinny chips came up in our conversation? Like the really thin ones that you get at Gourmet Burger Kitchen.
Have you never tried them? For
should
chips.
We go now? Well, no, but you have chips with chipping. Your burger, no? You've never been there for burger.
I don't think I've ever been there
because you
burger.
Don't eat meat.
No, but it's been open for a long time and it's only been probably
there's
years,
so many burger eateries these days.
Yeah, I know. But tell me about the chips there. Why did I make that?
They're
note?
Really thin. So you know, like they're probably as thin as, like, okay, they're as thin as an iPhone charging wire. Sorry, that was too specific. But I only said that because I looked over there. They're as thin as that.
Whoa.
Because I was going to say
that's emaciated.
I was
going to
say
that's
spaghetti,
absolutely emaciated.
But they're thicker than spaghetti right. by far.
Maybe a linguine.
I would say, yeah, maybe a linguine. Can I just look at what we can just open the door here?
Oh, and, amazing tower cupboard.
Tower cupboard. Is that what we call this?
I made that up. I don't
look,
know.
Look, they're probably like, what is that? I mean, what is that?
Wow.
No, they're thicker.
That's wider. Yeah, that looks wider than her.
What is that? Can I tell you what that is? Let's test
Connie and Lisa listening has kept her clothes on so
that is
far.
A tricolini.
she's gone to her cupboard and pulled out a tripolini, which looks like
a crimped
shard of lasagna pasta.
Well, there's can I take a picture on of the tripolini? You can keep it. Seriously.
It's not my birthday.
Throw it in next to when you're making your penne or whatever, your fusilli. What do you go for? What's your pasta of choice?
Oh, God, I don't know. I used to really like those ones where you get, like, a green one and an orange one and a normal one.
Oh, yeah, that one. I can do that in my
Oh, house. Have you got them? What are they called? Tricolore or something? You can keep it. Like, I'm going to carry a shard of...
Trottle, tricolore. Just means three colours.
Yeah.
The trottle must be the shape.
Trottle must be the swirly type you've got there.
Yeah, they're like a sort of squat fusilli.
This one's like a sword, isn't it?
They're like a pig's tail.
I've got to travel around town for various meetings and then to Colchester for a gig.
Do you really want
want to take this shard of pasta, but
okay.
No, I just don't know how long it will last on the tube and that. And
bite the hand that feeds you.
Cool. miso crumpet, what's that?
Oh, I think I just discovered that if you put miso sauce on a crumpet, is that right?
Like paste?
Yeah.
You just put it on like a spread?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then it tastes nice.
Does it?
Yeah.
Because it's not a bit much.
You've got to put it thin. Right. And the thing about crumpets is they're really hit and miss in general. So a crumpet can be very doughy.
Mm.
So you need to, you know, the whole to crumpet ratio needs to be right.
So true. They need to be. I like a really aerated crumpet.
You know what I do to get around that?
But also, sometimes I think that's just an under-toasted crumpet, isn't it?
Yeah, that's another thing. Toasting the crumpet to the right toastiness is really important. Sometimes to get around it, I slice the crumpet in the middle like it's like a Melba toast.
Nice.
Yeah, and then just put the whatever, the butter and stuff.
You treat a crumpet like a slice of bread that just needs to be halved. This is amazing.
But I put stuff on the top and in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
And butter.
It makes it better.
It's got to be butter.
Yeah, you've
got
to have butter.
I've tried it with olive oil as part of my flirtation with veganism, and with a crumpet, that's
quite a sad
affair. Yeah.
Yeah.
It needs the salt.
I have
a
mixed feeling on olive oil.
Do you?
Yeah. Mixed feelings.
I like the way you said mixed feeling initially, which meant you've got one emotion, but it's
because I've got a headache and I can't talk properly.
It's making you funnier, I'm sorry.
Do you think?
If you could maintain the headache throughout all
interviews. Great, so I'm just really unfunny usually.
Do you think part of the reason miso works is because it's the same kind of...
Umami, like umami.
And that's the same thing that's in Marmite.
Yeah, I love Marmite.
I love Marmite, but I think...
You've got to get your ratio. I've never been able to top
butter and Marmite with any other thing as a crumpet topping, but now I am going to try miso.
You know what? Butter and Marmite is good on anything.
Anything?
Lots of things.
Not like just on a raspberry.
No.
Not anything.
You're right. Well, I don't know. I could imagine Heston having a go. You just don't know these days of balsamic ice cream and all sorts.
Yeah.
I'm not big on mixing my fruit with my chocolate, but maybe I could mix it with my Marmite.
Well, you put Philadelphia on a chocolate digestive.
I love Philadelphia on a chocolate digestive because it's just like a quick fix chocolate cheesecake.
Just as you're talking about it, it's made my eyebrow twitch a little bit.
You don't like the sound of that?
No.
It's just like a chocolate cheesecake. You don't like that.
I definitely would try it as part of an experiment.
Try this as part of your experiment, love.
Leave.
Love.
Love!
Hello? Okay. Rice cake with hummus.
Hello.
And Marmite.
You get that.
Shall I get it?
Go on.
Why? That's rude in a podcast. No, let's have it on the tape.
Okay.
Shall I just say, weirdest food thing that you've eaten? I'm doing a podcast. Hi, I'm recording a podcast, but we've made you part of it now. What's the weirdest food stuff you've eaten? Or not even the weirdest, but like a... Oh, I know what he does. No, but you do that weird thing, don't you? It's you, isn't it? That puts like... Don't you put tomato puree on toast or something and it's really good? Oh, yeah, that's it. Tomato ketchup on toast he has. With butter or not?
With any cheese or just on his own?
He'd definitely have it with butter, and would you have it with that cheese as well? No. No, just tomato ketchup on toast. Is it good? You like it, don't you? It's delicious. Shall I put him on loudspeaker?
No.
He said it's like having jam on toast.
What? Oh, I mean, it's very sugary, but
he's a bit odd.
I think your jam's gone off.
Yeah, your jam's gone off, we've decided. Any other weird foodstuffs before I ring you back after the podcast? Okay, never mind. That will do. Okay. Okay, no, you're not useless, but no one can hear your audio, so they can only hear me as your interpreter. So I'm going to love you and leave you and ring you back post-podcast. Bye. Yeah, oh, tomato ketchup on toast.
Your friend.
It's like you've got lots of guests and there's loads going on in
this
podcast.
Yeah,
happening. I thought we were going to make the blueberry muffins, and then he turns up and they were already made.
I'm so sorry. No, I'm glad.
Yeah, oh, no, I didn't know.
No. I cook in advance the guest cooks in advance. And sometimes I just buy things.
Yeah.
That's it's a podcast a week. I can't cook for everyone.
No, screw that for a life.
You've got kids. Did you have any... Did you go off anything? Kids? No. When you were pregnant, eating-wise.
Oh, you know what I did? I had this mad thing. You can ask me if I've got cravings.
No, yeah, I was going to ask if you went off anything, actually, that you previously loved. No, okay.
Didn't go off anything. But I suddenly had... I didn't have cravings like people have, I've got a craving for fish finger custard. Fish fingers.
Everything's singular. Yeah, I really like it. But it's also really funny. I like talking about one person in my audience as an audience.
But that's because you do have an audience, don't you? No, I'm joking.
Oh, I just got in.
I'm an audience now.
Yeah.
But when you do a gig, I know you have an audience because you're very funny. I told you that already. Anyway, look, this is the weird thing that I had. I used to just be like craving a hit of like a zing.
Just a zing. Oh, spice.
So no, so I would go and sniff the cleaning cupboard. And I would wait. You know there's lemon sherbets? Like those sweets, like boiled lemon sweet with sherbet in the middle.
Yeah.
Now, I would just like eat a whole pack of those in one go for the hit of the sherbet.
For the zing.
Or swallow like
sniffing the cleaning cupboard is one of my favourite things.
Oh my God, I would literally like, I need that. And I need to sniff in the zing. But I'd have to be like, zing.
It's your face, so people can see their face. Zing. Do you think it's for the whatever chemical they're putting in to give it that citrus smell that's in most cleaning
cupboards? I would swallow like a lump of toothpaste, or I just need the hit of the invigorated zing.
Whoa!
Yeah, so you can get in Marks and Spencer's those sherbets in fruit flavours.
Right.
And it's like, I'd just be craving the zing of the sherbet bit. And I want it more tangy, the better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tangier, the better. Tangfastics inhaled.
Salt and vinegar crisps.
Yeah, but almost salt and vinegar, yes, but almost like, I need the, you know, the vinegar is good, but there's... I need it almost to be like icy.
Right. Do you know what I mean? Two types of zing. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like that. Like sour.
Yeah, that
sour.
Noise. Something that makes you go... Sorbets.
But very mild on the
No, you need one. A really sharp sorbet.
A really sharp one. That
There's a pizza
the
place called Mama Dough in Ladywell where I've just moved from.
Yeah.
And they do a lemon sorbet that's like... Really lovely.
I kind of want it now.
Yeah,
like
I want it right
about.
Now.
Don't you want
Let's
it right now?
Teleport to Ladywell.
Oh, man. I wish we could. I really want the zing.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, no.
Oh,
so stop
popular.
It. I have to put it onto silent after this. That's unprofessional. After the failure of the last, what is your weird eating habit?
He did well, whoever that was.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Ketchup on toast.
Well, it's weird.
He said he loves it.
Well, if somebody loves a thing, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Also,
should we try some? No.
No. Okay, thanks.
I don't fancy it.
I don't fancy it.
No,
I don't
fancy
feel very
it
hungry
ever.
Right now.
You should only come to your podcast starving.
Well, I've had to stop doing that
Because you just end up eating.
No, I didn't say anything. There'd be like loads where it's really heartbreaking to edit because there'd just be this guest sat there while I was like...
Well,
especially
I was eating
got limited
when you
time
got here.
With someone.
I was having some.
No, but yeah, sure, but like, I don't know. Yeah, I can't focus on talking to someone when
I'm
hungry.
That's my favourite pen you're using.
Yes, mine too. Mm. I can't go into a paper chase without purchasing
it. I know, and you know what happened? Quite distressing. Because that's the micro.
Yeah.
By mistake, last time I got the fine. I got a whole box of fine.
And they're not thin enough.
They're not micro, are they?
No, they're not.
Fine.
They're not GBK chip yeah. pens.
Pen, yeah, they're more tripolini.
They're more tripolini.
Yeah. Oof. Do you have to take a photo of the pen now?
No.
Why not?
Would you like... Okay.
Well, no. I thought I'd take a picture
of the pen next to the tripolini, actually.
What? But, you know, you don't have to do it. I'm just helping you because you're not good at PR and marketing.
Every time you suggest I do something, I feel like I have to do it. It's a status thing, I think. No, I think I just admire you, and so it's a status thing. I just do as I'm told.
Oh, my God, no one admires me.
Oh, no, I do now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When did that start?
And when we met.
Oh, wow. So you didn't before we met. Okay.
I can't say I didn't, but I can't say that I'd given it loads of thought. Yeah. Okay.
I admire you.
I'm busy. Yeah, well, we've got mutual admiration, which is such a nice
Let's do stuff together.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let's do a podcast. Oh, yeah, we are. Carry on.
We're doing a podcast. I think we should make some television, and that's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do that. What should we do?
We need to find it. I think, like, something... Some funny...
Can we do a thing where I have a Liverpudlian accent?
We could... I think what would be funnier than anything is if we just had a programme.
Yeah, let's do the rest of the podcast with Liverpoolian accent.
It's really good.
It's
really nice.
Please.
At the moment it scares me because I've just finished Line of Duty and Stephen Graham and Scott. He's
You're
a
not allowed scouser, to do a spoiler?
No, I just said he's a scouser.
I know, yeah. He's a total scouser.
I think we should make a TV programme. It's just us talking about the TV programmes we could make. Someone film us across the table
like
trying to have ideas.
People like these fourth wall breaking things.
Yeah.
Let's just do that. Yeah.
I mean, that could actually be really funny.
I think it would be
I love it.
Well, the thing is if I'm just me, people just think, oh, it's her again.
What?
Yeah, so then I just have an accent and then I'm like, it's me and someone else, like.
And that's it. And you're going to, like, rebrand and, like, complete, like, career
We can all just rebrand these things.
Just with an accent
because
change.
Because anything goes. We are what we want to be.
We can be whatever we want
to
be.
Yeah, I'm a hedgehog and you have to respect that.
Say scrumdiddlyumptious.
No!
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrumdiddlyumptious.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Next.
What's the earliest thing you remember eating?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Thank you.
I have no idea.
First one you've enjoyed.
Do you even know that?
No.
Who knows that? I even struggle at my earliest memory. I know
I've
that.
I've got an earliest memory, but it's not still eating. What's
the earliest thing that I ate?
I've got...
Fucking milk from my mother's breast.
There no, was.
I don't remember that.
I remember waiting outside every Saturday. My dad worked in London.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Dorset. Mm-hmm. And every Saturday, even from when I was very tiny, he'd come home at weekends. And on Saturday mornings, I'd have to go and stand outside Ladbrokes for a couple of hours while he did his bets on.
No, really?
Very classy. Mm. And I'd that get wouldn't a be sausage wrap. No.
Social services.
Yeah, and there's a proper door on it now, but there was like a beaded... It was like a beaded affair.
Right,
over the door,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You could still stick your head in. And they were all smoking in there.
Oh, yeah.
It was just the 80s. And,
olden days.
But I used to get in a really amazing sausage roll from whatever the Kenny's Cafe. It was pre-Greg's.
Oh, pre-Greg's. Did you just say that already?
No.
Okay, good.
And so I remember those. And I remember loving those.
What year did Greg's start?
Oh, I don't know, but there wasn't a Greg's in Swanage, right?
Pre-Swanage
Greg's. But there is a Greg's
there
now.
But there must have been Greg's. Okay, Greg's.
It was Greg's in 1987.
Greg's. When? What am I Googling? Greg's.
When did Greg's open?
Greg's.
I bet there was probably one Greg's somewhere.
Greg's first shop. Here we go. Okay. Oh, okay. I told you it existed then. Greg's started in 1939 as a Tyneside bakery.
Wow, from Newcastle.
But then... Oh, no, no, that's You'll Greg. Probably that's think Greg, it's from John Birmingham. Greg. He started... Sorry, I start again. Oh, wow. Yeah, no, it started... Yeah, that was right.
What's
and
he?
Then, and then in 1951, it opened its first actual shop.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. I don't really go to Greg's.
No.
Just because there isn't one sort of where I would go.
Yeah.
I don't really go
anywhere.
I went
in one in recent years to try the vegan sausage roll.
How was it?
Fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
I really like Linda McCartney's...
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
They're good, aren't they?
I like it. Her fake meatballs are amazing.
I like Linda McCartney's sausages in lightly toasted bread with ketchup on one bread, mayo on the other bread, and then... Just spinach, a thin layer of spinach, and the sausage is so good.
Raw spinach?
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely.
It's really what a good. Lovely idea.
And if you've got a favourite Linda McCartney sausage, because there's like rosemary and onion, treats and red pepper one.
Yeah, I don't do pig. I don't pork the pork.
But that's not pork,
don't
is it? They're
on
vegan.
Swine.
It's just, it's got the same spicing as a
pretend?
Treat, though. Fine.
Like, you know, there's that fake bacon.
Don't
I don't
swine.
Yeah, don't dig the pig, don't pork the pork.
Lovely, yeah, I like that.
With that. It's a bit naff, isn't it?
No, I really like it.
Okay, do you?
Yeah.
Cool. I like that, and I like the mozzarella burger.
Oh, I haven't had that.
I quite like it.
Cool.
Yeah. But I don't know whether that's like I liked it most the first time I had it, and then novelty's wearing off.
Anyway. It's just like every relationship.
Yeah.
The more exciting it starts sometimes. Yeah, okay. So...
Am I doing well on these?
You're absolutely nailing these.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than previous podcastees?
I'd say you're my best guest I've ever had.
Really? Oh, no. You're so nice. What? Am I not? Who is Betty? Get out! I have no time for you. And you made me break my tripolini. No, I'm
the
not
The tripolini
laughing.
Sword. Wand.
No.
You're being a really splendid guest.
No.
Oh,
I'm going to make it difficult for you now. So you realise how much I've facilitated your podcast thus far, making it seem seamless and amazing when really it's all my hard work.
God,
what am I doing?
I've come to your house. I've baked.
You are
working through a headache.
I am. I'm not right in the head. Everyone just... I'm not right in the head, but being the trooper that I am.
Yeah, you're
I'm
such
doing
a
this.
Brave trooper.
I know. And I made the doctor's appointment not clash with this.
Thank you so much. I am really grateful.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing you've ever done with food? The pasta's just gone up a nostril, so that's that answered. Very
okay, should I
answer.
Stick it somewhere else?
No. No.
What's the worst thing you've done with food?
I don't know. These are your. I'm doing
I'm
the
sorry.
Questions.
It's when I made love to that baguette. Was that the worst thing? What do you want from this question?
I don't know. It's an open question.
When I smeared hummus or
no,
no
need for these. Sometimes people have used things as a weapon. Sometimes people have. I don't think it counts as food, but I absentmindedly put some. Do you know what? It's reminded me of my own answer. I absent.
She's eating raw pasta.
Absentmindedly, at middle school, put some chewing gum I'd finished with in a nook in a door, not thinking about it, and it was in the keyhole. And the next day there was an assembly.
Oh no!
There was an assembly about the vandal because they'd had to get the whole locks changed and everything.
Oh no!
And I went vandal. Absolutely purple, and I was so scared in the assembly. Luckily, not audibly, but I farted with fear.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. Was it terrifying, smelly?
We had to all sit in rows. I can't remember. I'm
no,
sure.
of course you can't. That's a stupid thing.
But it was
question.
Like, oh, it was so terrible because I was quite good at school. Like,
yeah,
good,
I feel that, and I know how that happens.
Oh,
you're just
so
chewing
terrifying.
The gum, and before you know, it's in the keyhole. And
yeah,
you didn't even give it a second thought.
It's no, like, but they were really selling it like some fucking monster.
Oh,
has vandaled a very expensive key.
Oh dear. I had a really good thing to say, which you would have loved, but I've forgotten it.
Oh no!
And that's the thing, my memory's...
Oh no! Okay, what can I try to think to conjure it? So,
it probably wasn't that good. It probably wasn't.
Something hapless, something violent, something wasteful, something...
Oh, I just don't know. It will come to me maybe.
Yeah. Or left something in a bag for a long time and it went off or something like that.
I often do that.
No. Mm. Ever stunk a car out with a food?
I mean, I'm sure I've had it where things have gone so off that, like, literally it's turned to, like, turquoise powder. You know,
it's terrifying.
The stinking
yeah.
turquoise powder that goes on an orange or whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Well, especially when it's done it on the underside so you don't know what's happened.
Yeah.
It looks like a perfectly good bit of fruit and you pick it up and underside it's like a microsystem. Yeah. What's that?
I don't bias? See the whole thing of, like, system. Oh, that says eat by, I'll eat it by.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
No. Otherwise,
but I do sometimes.
Like,
the reason I didn't make... I planned to bring you some rhubarb tarts with some room from my mum's garden. And I stewed it. And then I went to put some on a little bit of it on some yoghurt for breakfast. And it was only on the second mouthful that I was like... Ah! And it was gone. It well gone.
Right.
It was like the juice had gone like almost like egg flavour.
Yeah, okay.
Now I don't think I can eat rhubarb for quite a long time.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I did have this oyster dredging for me that I had to do. And I was so... I had to do, like, this end piece to camera and eat an oyster each time. And then on the way back...
Oh, my God. You had to eat an oyster over and over again?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... And are you into oysters?
No.
No, no.
Well, I don't know whether it's, like, I'm...
Well, did you get ill?
So I've never been as violently sick as on the way back to the airport. So this is in Ireland. And then the car had to stop at the side of the motorway. It's just heaving and heaving. But for lunch that day, I'd had purple cabbage. It's like part of the pub lunch, you know, when they have
yeah,
that.
Lovely.
And like the thing was like bright purple.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't eat that sort of pickled cabbage, purple cabbage stuff for ages.
Because of association.
I've never eaten oyster since. I've never been so sick. I can never.
Shellfish is one of the few things I think often if you do get ill from it, then you're
scarred for life.
Your body won't let you.
It was awful. It was so awful.
But the other thing is, if you weren't like you weren't someone who ate them relatively regularly, you know, a few times a year at least or something. We did it to a friend by accident in Edinburgh who's like, she's into seafood, and we went to this amazing seafood restaurant, and the rest of us love oysters, so we had a plate of them. And in the end, she ended up having about 4 or 5 and having never had one before, and she thought they tasted delicious and stuff, but she got so ill. And apparently, we were so stupid because people are so, if your body doesn't like them, they're, I can't remember the word, hyper, lots of people are allergic to shellfish. Mm. So if you've never tried one, you must just have one. You need to like build up your tolerance to
it. Right, interesting.
And the fact that you smashed loads for each take, and she ate loads on the first day, it might not be that you would have been allergic if you just tried one once, and then 6 months later,
It was so awful.
I'm sorry.
I can just picture it now.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
It was horrible. Ew.
Five-second rule, yes or no?
More? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Have you always had a great relationship with food?
Yeah.
That's good.
I love
food. Not many women can say that.
You know what? I think I'm nearly remembering what I was going to say. The 5-second rule sort of brought it to the... But I still can't. I'm on the cusp.
Do you want me to keep talking? Or
sell-by dates. Oh, no. Actually, this isn't what I was going to say, but I might as well say this anyway. Like, everything is, like, open and eat within 2 days. And then you open, like, I don't know, a Greek yogurt, which is 500 mils or whatever. Mm. And you're like, I'd have to be eating this for every meal to finish it in 2 days. Yet some people feel the need to do that. And then they're just chucking all this good stuff out. And climate change is around the corner.
Yeah.
And I know that it seems like they're non-sequiturs, but it's wastage and everything. It's all part of the
thing. Oh, it's a massive part of it.
Yeah, everything is all part of it.
It said in that... I keep going on about it because I finished watching it last night, but that Attenborough thing, it just said, top of the list of things to do is eat everything you buy.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Eat everything you buy. I eat everything I buy.
Yeah.
Always. And there's no wastage in this house of food.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And actually, remember I told you this morning that I was feeling a bit ill.
Yeah.
And, I was having a headache. Oh, actually...
In your head, were you like, I've eaten something off?
Well, in my head I was, and I had a temperature. And because I puked, then I was like, there was some chopped up apple that I'd given to my kids yesterday, and they hadn't eaten it. So then I like put it in the fridge. But you know it goes brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares?
Who cares?
You can chop it and put it in a porridge or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, I took it out, and because I was feeling sick, I threw it in the bin. It was half of the... And I felt really bad. But in that moment, because I was feeling ill, I just had to throw it in the bin.
If that's the worst thing you've ever done with food, then you're a great person.
Oh, dude, that's probably the worst thing I've done with food.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean sometimes. I do that with objects as well. I'd be... If I'm angry or whatever.
Yeah.
Also, my partner's a hoarder.
Yeah.
So there are times where definitely it's got nothing to do with the object, but it gets binned.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I'm such... I can't bin things easily.
A mug in a,
it's a rage.
Just doing something.
Even when they eat the apple, they just don't eat it to the core. So I'll slice and give them, just leaving just the core.
Yeah.
In a little cube.
Even the core you can maybe use in a smoothie.
The pips, they've got a tiny bit, you shouldn't have the pips. You know that, yeah?
I didn't know that. I've not been using that.
It's got a tiny, tiny, tiny bit of like arsenic or something. But only a tiny bit. You're not supposed to eat
the I feel like apples are one of the things that I'm constantly having to finish a child's apple. No, thank you.
Because I've got so I chop it into really like apples, but they're much better chopped in like slivers of semicircles.
Oh, lovely.
That's how I chop them.
So nice. Have you ever had for a snack peanut butter?
But not slivers, so it's floppy.
No, chunky, round. Yeah.
And that way.
So you core it and then you do it so that they're like donuts. Like, you know, with a whole like a big polo.
No.
No, I don't know what you mean.
I'm going to have to chop an apple.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, what?
Yeah, and that's great.
No, you don't want to
see it. No, I really want to see it.
It's to do with the shape, isn't it? How good things are, No, you think I'm weird, but...
No, I don't.
I need to have a podcast where I show people... No, I don't. I mean...
Shall I make a little video of this?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Look, your kid is much more likely
to eat the apple. That.
Yeah, but then you go that, and then that. So you've only got a cuboid of core.
Right.
But look, do you see this?
Chunky.
That is much better to eat an apple like that shape. Do you see? And they just lap it up.
Oh, that's really nice.
I mean, it's just, I know it's such a simple thing, but this is shape, so you do this anyway.
Yeah.
Shape is so important.
God, that's a lovely apple. What type of apple is that?
Brayburn. Doesn't it help to be from the fridge, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
My son
at the moment is three and he wants to have them whole all the time. I think it's part of his sort of...
That's really good. Oh, my God.
Well, it's good, but what he does is he eats like a sort of little wormhole around the middle. He'll like sort of take a moat out of the middle of it.
Right.
And he will come back to it, and given, you know, a few days of it in and out of the fridge, he'll finish an apple down to the core.
Right.
But... Over that process of him carrying it everywhere, rub it on carpets.
Yeah.
I do think that's not really the way to go, and I should probably just go to the effort of cutting it up for him.
Yeah, you should. Look, see, that's it.
I need to get a picture of that.
So I should have showed the cuboid that was left, shouldn't I? So we cut it to that shape.
Right.
The square room. So, like, there's no... Look, if you look at the bottom, there's just no wastage of that, really.
No.
Really, you need
That's a beautiful picture. I'm going to put that on Instagram later.
But look, did you show them the shape of the slice like that?
No, okay.
Your kids are much more likely to eat apples in that
Connie's
shape.
Apple Gallery.
Mm.
Real nice. Really lovely. Somewhere in a repressed monk's dream, the concepts of both Brexit and Mumsnet are introduced and they beget a new deadly virus which threatens to wipe out all mankind unless you, Connie, and weirdly it does have to be you, do an open-air boot camp in one of those parks surrounded by the homes of people you know and run by someone who hasn't had sex for a really long time, so they're frankly a bit much. And you have to complete that class, and it goes on for 37 hours non-stop. It sounds impossible, but you do it! And the virus goes back in time to its own extinction. You're the hero of everyone forever. You saved all of mankind from the evil Brexit Mumsnet hybrid virus. And your reward, as well as adulation and an incredible place in history, is the Feast of Your Dreams.
Oh, wow.
And it's also the hypothetical Feast of Your Dreams. So nothing needs to exist, nothing needs to be possible, certainly doesn't need to be ethical or healthy. I would like to know what you're eating, what you're drinking, who with, and where.
Oh, I'm eating. Yeah. Well, can't I just have, like, everything? Like,
yeah. Oh, my God, no one said that yet.
Yeah. So I'm going to have, like, a buffet.
Yeah.
But I don't want it to sound like it's in those hotels where they do, because it's an amazing buffet.
Yeah.
Like curry, but all the different types of curry. Yes. Like loads of really good curry. With all, like, things like samosas and onion bhajis. And
like a thali.
A giant thali, yeah. And then also, like, this is going to sound like some weird hotel buffet. Then also, like, roast. Oh, no, but I'm not. Am I on the meat?
You can have what you like. There's no ethics.
I know. There's no ethics. Okay, yeah.
Because you saved mankind.
I need to have a roast as well.
Okay, great.
Like, with everything.
Great,
like,
yeah.
A roast, like, probably, like, all the roasts.
Yes.
Apart from any pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there needs to be Yorkshire puddings and stuff.
Stuffing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And stuffing. And then, I'm allowed desserts as well, right?
Oh, you're allowed everything. There's no rules.
There's no rules.
No ethics, no health. This can't impact you or the planet in any negative way. This is just in your dream scenario.
Right.
What would be the most incredible things to
Well, there'd be loads of desserts, including trifle, but not with spongy bits that you can taste the sponge.
That's why I don't like trifle. I don't like that gritty bit.
I don't, but it's nice without that.
Mm.
And I like pavlova.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also want, like, you know, chocolate fondant things.
Nice.
Like, ganaches.
With, like, the hot chocolate in the middle that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sort of souffle, but gooey in the middle.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay.
But just right. And, like, I like truffles and ganaches when it comes to chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
And I also like creme brulee.
Okay.
So that can be in there as well.
Yeah, that can be in there as well.
I mean, no, I am a chocolate person, but I love ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Favourite flavour ice cream?
Oh, my gosh.
Too hard.
Do you know Kelly's ice cream?
Oh!
Chocolate fudge brownie. Oh, my God, it's so good.
I'm writing it down.
Oh, my gosh. I can get through a tub of that quite happily. Do you want some now? I've got some.
I'm all right, thank you very much.
That's so good. Chocolate fudge. Let me tell you what the actual name is.
I've only ever had, because it's Cornish, isn't it, Kelly's? I've only ever had the vanilla. Even that's supposed to be, like, the best vanilla. Okay.
Where is it?
I believe you. I can look it up. Don't worry.
Oh, no, it's called chocolate brownie salted caramel.
Oh, just the same words in another order.
Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
Okay.
It is my current favourite ice cream. It's so good.
Because the caramel's gooey.
Mm. In it. Oh, right. Like, you can actually see ribbons of caramel. It's not a hard thing.
Yeah, it's gooey.
Wow.
That's really good.
Yeah, that sounds great. Who are you having there and where are you having this?
Where am I having it?
Have you got, like, a place that you would love to be in an ideal situation?
Bed.
Yeah. Lovely. Lovely.
I love being in bed.
Alone?
Not in a saucy way.
No.
But with my husband.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Not in a saucy way. I think it'd be quite hard for it to be in a saucy way if there's, like, 58 curries.
What I mean is, I love being
all the roses. About eight desserts.
Well, no, the thing is, right, I really can't, like, even now. No, I'm leaning all over this thing, aren't I? I can't just sit. I find
not
it really
sit still.
I can't sit up. No,
right,
I can sit still, but I'd rather be lying down always. And I hate standing up. Anytime I can sit down, I'll sit down. But if I'm watching telly on the sofa, I always end up lying down.
Oh, it's lovely to
I
lie
just
down.
Love so lying nice down.
So you just need to be lying down.
But then
down.
It's not bad for my digestion, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist, I'm just a comedian.
Yeah, I'm not a scientist.
I'm absolutely not. Can you tell?
Yeah, I can.
Thanks.
No, I can't at all.
Thanks very much for doing my podcast.
Thank you.
Delicious. Well, that was as fun as it sounded. Huge thanks to Connie for doing the podcast. And guess what? She's got a book out. It's for kids, about 8 to 12 years old kids. And it's called Cookie and the Most Annoying Boy in the World. Get it. Get it for your kids. Get it for your nieces and nephews or friends' kids or strangers' kids. Why not? Get it. If that hour with Connie is anything to go by, it will be seriously clever and seriously funny. Come to see a live show. Come to a live Hoovering. Come to Wells in Somerset on the 26th. Oh, I'd love that. I think my mum is coming. So for crying out loud, please come. If it's just me and her there, can you imagine how horrible that will be? I'll have to eat my own face. Follow the podcast. We're on social media at the Hoovering Pod, as am I, at Jessica Foster Q. Contact me. Tell me what you think. Tell me things. Just tell me nice things, actually. If you want to email me or find links to all my gigs and all the Hoovering live shows, do that all through my website, jessicafosterq.com. Any information in the podcast, any places that were mentioned, any food that was mentioned that's sort of worth a link, I've done all of that in the podcast notes over on the Acast page. Huge thanks to Acast for hosting the podcast. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy Hoovering.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.